this past, what, May or June or something like that, we talked to Kim, mm-hmm. and he was recording his Christmas album, and it was a heat wave in Detroit.
Yeah, right. Hotter than...
The Christmas album is out. It's called What Christmas Means. It's by Kim, and Kim is on the phone. What up, man?
Good morning, family. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
How are you, Santa Kim?
I'm good. I'm doing real good. Doing real good.
You finally got it finished, huh?
Finally got it done.
All those interruptions.
Yeah. You know, it's been Christmas at my house since May, but I'm glad this record's done, and I think that this is some of the best work that I've done. I think you all are really going to enjoy it.
Motown has had a lot of success with Christmas music. You know, the Jackson 5, the Stevie Wonder, the Marvin Gaye, and they're hoping that Kim's Christmas album will become a classic as well. Now, you have you not only have cover songs on here, but you have some originals.
Yeah, there are five original songs, What Christmas Means, Glorify the King. There's a duet called Be Mine for Christmas that features my good friend Ledisi.
Oh, nice.
So it's a real classic, romantic, sensuous Christmas record. I think you all are going to be pleasantly surprised.
Something for the chestnuts on an open fire, huh?
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. From the album, What Christmas Means, title cut.
I hope you find what Christmas means. Love that dreams, love that moves, love that nurtures every
move. Oh, yeah, that'll work.
I hope you find what Christmas means.
Okay, all right, Kim. All right. That'll work. Glorify the King.
Glorify the King. Let all the angels sing and glorify his holy name and rejoice.
Wow.
I just got chill bumps.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this record, man, and I think that that you all are going to be really, really pleased, and I hope that it will enhance and become a classic during your holiday celebration.
Be mine for Christmas, Sam.
Oh.
All right.
You will be mine. Christmas is finally here. And I would do anything.
All I want is the joy you bring.
I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a bow. La 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 la, all the way we go. Girl, it's Christmas when I'm loving you, yeah.
And then classics.
From 1 to 92.
Kim, rip it up.
Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me good.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure do treat me nice. Yes, you do. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas now. I'm living in paradise, yeah. I'm feeling mighty fine, got good
music on my radio. Oh, this is it right here. Cool. I like this, Kim.
Now, who did Thanks, you guys, brother. What Christmas album did you play at your house?
At my house, you know, we had Nat King Cole, we had Johnny Mathis and Andy Williams, Sinatra.
Did you bring all those with you when you went into the studio? Because it sounds like you had great influence there.
Absolutely. My strings are done. We got live strings on the record that were done by Paul Reiser, who, you know, did Marvin Gaye stuff and Quincy Jones and all that stuff. So, yeah, you know, it's serious. This is not a throwaway Christmas record.
Okay.
You know, this is one that you'll be listening to for years, hopefully.
Doo-wop Christmas. Let's listen to it.
Folks coming from miles around. We gotta tell them what's going down. Make a joyful noise, scream and shout. That's what Christmas is all about.
Who's singing with you there?
Cats from Detroit. You know, guys I sung with before I made a record.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Herschel Boone and Ralph Mitchell. You know, just cats who were in Detroit working hard, man, my friends. You know, reach back, pull some cats up. So it was real, it's a real good thing to be able to have friends on my record.
Yeah.
Very nice. And it's out now.
It is out now. It's in stores now. So I know y'all had CeeLo on, and I know his Christmas record's going to be good, but mine is in the store right now.
Right now.
We need them on Christmas right this very minute.
So, man, two weeks before Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah, I bought Christmas cards yesterday, Kim. I'm ready for it.
Well, you know, we celebrate Christmas every week around here, so, you know, it's Christmas all the time here at the TJMS.
Are you going to come and share Christmas with us here?
Absolutely. Right. We'll be. I'll be on the tour bus in November, and we'll make it y'all way.
All right, man. Kim?
I cannot wait to pick this up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, man.
We love you, Kim.
Pleasure.